Senator George Frisbee Hoare. To the left of the main entrance to City Hall is a monument to Worcester citizen, lawyer, and United States Senator George Frisbee Hoare. Testament to the broad popular respect for Senator Hoare is the life-size bronze statue created in his memory, made possible by wide public subscription. The work of noted American sculptor Daniel Chester French, it was dedicated in June of 1908. Plaques on the base of the monument describe his contributions. Born in Concord, Massachusetts, Senator Hoare was a Harvard graduate and an active citizen of Worcester, where he made his home for more than half a century. For much of his adult life, he served in public office in the Massachusetts House of Representatives, the Massachusetts Senate, the United States House of Representatives, and finally, in the United States Senate, an office he held for 27 years until his death in 1904. Throughout his life, he was known and respected for his democratic principles and thoughtful decision-making. A scholar at heart, Senator Hoare supported the founding of the Worcester Public Library, was a founder and trustee of both Worcester Polytechnic Institute and Clark University, and served as an overseer of Harvard College. Reflecting his interest in American history, he was a member of the Worcester Society of Antiquity, now the Worcester Historical Museum, the American Antiquarian Society, and supported the establishment of the Trustees of Reservations, one of the nation's earliest landscape and historic preservation organizations. A direct descendant of the early settlers of Plymouth County, Senator Hoare was responsible for initiating the process that returned the United States from England the original 17th century manuscript written by Governor William Bradford entitled Of Plymouth Colony, a first-hand record of the Pilgrim experience in the New World from 1630 to 1651.